Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, football as well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show with co-host Ron Yarbrough. Ron will be joining us pretty soon on the show. He's actually taking a meeting right now. Hopefully, all is well with you guys. And the good news is that we're actually slowly, this pandemic is passing away. We got to keep praying on that, guys. I know a lot of guys have gone through some tremendous bad times, but we have to keep prayer alive, and prayer moves mountains. You just don't see them moving. So we have to keep that going and keep your heads up, guys, because it's been rough, but it's going to, the rain doesn't rain forever. The sun will come out, and it's coming out now. So that's, so keep praying with that. Also, too, guys, the music that you're hearing right there, that's Shunny Murrell Holtz. Shunny, you can follow on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. She is the real deal, Shunny Murrell Holtz. She's open for bookings. You can reach her, and pretty much any music that you would like, she pretty much do most of it. And very, very talented young lady out of Houston, Texas. Family's originally from Louisiana, Shunny Murrell Holtz. Also, two guys, for you golfers, if you're a golfer, you get a chance, go to switchgrips.com, switchgrips, S-W-I-T-C-H, grips, G-R-I-P-S.com. You have, for your golfers, there's different designs of grips that is offered more than any other company, actually. You have to try it. You'll like it. It's hard to beat it, Switch Grips. All different colors, varieties, and sizes. Also, too, when you get a chance, Ron Yarbrough. Ron Yarbrough, I call him Arthur Yarbrough. And he has a book, Believe So You Can Achieve. So believe so you can achieve. And that's just the way life is. If you don't believe you can do it, you can't achieve it. And see, the problem in life you find out is that it's almost like 30-70%. I mean, you have a 30-40%, you say. You have that other 40% kind of drive, even less than that, 20%, 20-80, that's pushing for you to drive to achieve. And the other part is kind of, hey there, it's kind of pulling you down. So you have to believe in yourself. And that's where you have those people that's motivate you. You have to believe so you can achieve. That's a way of life. Also, too, guys, I would like to say this, too, for I found that with some guys that got drafted in the NFL, and that was a situation that was going on. I think it, me personally, I think it had to do with some like gambling on the side with dice game, et cetera. Actually, I'm going to have Ryan to join in with me on this topic. Ryan was discussing about For your listeners, we have Ron Yarbrough online. All true, almighty Ron Yarbrough. Superhero.
Hey, you know what? What's happening is, man, right now, just to let you know, and all the listeners as well, if we don't link in at a certain time, the line is busy or all circuits are busy, which is a beautiful thing because that means that that we're having more and more listeners. So we want to thank the listeners for that.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm ready to jump on in like double dutch rope. You know what it is.
Yeah, I tried that for like a day. I can get it right. That was but I think it was in Chicago. Yesterday, Chicago on the videos back in the day on BET videos. Y'all be doing a double dutch up there in Chicago in the city.
Yeah,
I remember those days.
Yeah.
We had a few people down in my hometown could do it. A few girls could do it. And guys, we can do. We can no, that wasn't for us. But we can do it. We have the steps. The girls are quick on their feet. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
I was
just discussing too, Ron Yarbrough, about your book, and you want to go ahead and finish that up on your book about beliefs.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about that for a minute. Yeah.
Absolutely, positively. The book that I wrote is, you know, it's a self-help book, and what it does, it is. Talks about basic principles in life, business principles that can help you get to the next level wherever you're at. And it's a pretty easy read for the majority of people. And what I mean by that is it's not just for adults. And what I mean is basically from grade school on up and higher grade school, more so middle school, to high school and so forth. But it's a book called Believe So You Can Achieve. It's basic principles to help me get to the top level of my profession, which was the NFL. It's been helping me get through life as a father, and as a friend, and just as a man throughout life, because like we spoke about last week with the moms and the grandmas and everything like that, as long as we're living, we're learning. So we have to continue to better ourselves as long as we're here. But Believe So You Can Achieve is the name of the book, and the website is www.yarbrough16.com. Once again, that's www.yar, B as in boy, R-O, and the number 16.
Yes, and I was mentioning too, Ryan, that if you don't believe, that's just life. You don't have to believe, you just can't achieve. And you have to believe that you can get things done. And that the problem is in the world, you have those spirits, those evil spirits that come around you. And it could be someone closer than close, because they didn't achieve it. They'll pull you down, but I'm quite sure you specify life lessons in your book. Also, too, Ryan, I was actually talking about, I was about to talk to the listeners about, that's a situation about some guys that actually got drafted and have found themselves in a little trouble already before the season even start. And I was going to say that, you heard something brief about that. I mean, I was just going to say that some words of encouragement for your listeners. And if you're a ball player or just got drafted or some point of getting drafted or it can be any type of profession. I'm just going to say specifically NFL. You guys are being blessed to given the money that you have received getting drafted. It's no excuse. You have the money to separate yourself. See, it's unfortunate that some people don't have the money to separate themselves, to get away from trouble. Okay? A lot of people having to grow up in trouble, in poverty. You guys have been blessed and given the money to get yourself out of trouble, to go out and make more money, to help people that need help in your family, in your life, and around that, and people back at your hometown. So my words of advice is to think about that, because any little thing, if you're around some trouble, they're going to drag you in it. Okay? They're going to drag you in it. I don't care if you're a former player, they're going to drag you in it. Okay? So make sure that you keep yourself clear. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your girlfriend, fiance, whomever. Okay? Your best buddy friend. If they're causing trouble, separate from them. Because
absolutely,
God has you for you. He's chosen you to take it and run with it. Okay? He's chosen you to run the path in life to succeed, to help others. He's giving you a chance to take off, but not to take off and go lose it in a negative way, but to win. Okay? So that's my advice. Because Ron and I, we all know what goes on the other side that can be put in the public that's not realistic, but it's made up to bring you down majority of the time. And, you know, we're not going to get into details what we think that was possibly going on, but we know what was going on. But the thing about it is that keep yourself clean. Go ahead, Yagro.
Yeah, and the ironic thing that what you're speaking about and what we're speaking about right now is it's like a domino effect, because I've had different people contact me throughout the last few days about this incident, about that incident. And I'm like, which one? You know, because once one thing, the fan, it seemed like everything hits the fan. Okay, because just off the top of my head, there are like three different situations that have transpired over the last 3 or 4 days, three separate with four different people involved, four different guys that are playing. And this is not, I mean, it's nothing new, one. And two, you know, just like, you know, like people say, idle time is the devil's workshop. You know, we've been idle for months and months, and it's not an excuse without question. But yeah, some of the situations that have gone on that have happened over the last few days, whether it's poker, you know, gambling with the guys, and gambling just with any and every, you know, whoever. Like you said, you had to separate yourself. You're in a different position. And I'm touching on what Stevie just touched on as far as with NFL or, you know, any people in a high exposure profession or situation, you have to separate yourself. We both live that life, and we all everybody handles things differently. But personally, and you know personally, Stevie, man, you've known each other half our lives, but I've got some buddies that I'm been with my whole life, okay, you know them. You know them personally as well, cousins. You know, back in Chicago, I have a big family. You know, have a big family. My generation, you know, and it's all primarily my generation is 12 boys, 3 girls. You know, so we all boys. You know, and men. You know, back in Chicago, my generation. So I learned how to separate myself, for the simple fact that I could never do what any and everyone else was doing, okay? And what I mean by that, just touching back to my book for a second, you know, Believe So You Can Achieve. Some of the inspiration on some of the book that I was, you know, writing was a childhood book that I read, that I'm sure you read it as well, was The Little Train That Could. You know, I think I can. And then finally he realized, like, he's like, no, I know I can. You know, you have to know certain things, all right? And what I mean by that is I know that I could be hanging out with the guys, drinking, smoking, doing any and everything else with them, all right? But I was represented for them, okay? I was the one that made it out the neighborhood. I was the one that made it out the family, you know, to represent my family, to represent where I came from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I took that seriously. Now, did I like and still do I like to enjoy myself? Yes, indeed. You know, I'm the first
mm-hmm.
person to like to enjoy myself. But I'm not going to sacrifice me enjoying myself or let me enjoy myself be paramount to my world. That's not going to be the most important thing in my world, okay? And not
mm-hmm.
saying that it is in these guys' situation that got caught up over the last few days. But it's like, well, I know one particular situation was gambling, okay,
mm-hmm.
poker game, okay? So
mm-hmm.
if we playing poker and when we played poker, I mean, not necessarily poker, but if we gambled or if we was doing something there was a high exposure that the average person wouldn't be used to, it would just be the guys doing it. You know, it'd easily be a room full of 10 guys or wherever, over somebody's house or in the back of a restaurant or back of a bar sectioned off. We can do our own thing. Okay? And same thing at home. You can separate yourself. Like you said, you have the financial... Yeah, you have the financial means to get you a place away from all of that, okay?
And
where you can invite, you can invite who you want to over. You can have your own, you know, you can have your own world with inside your own world, all right? And it's just, I mean, it's kind of sad. You know, when I see stuff like this, but I mean, I know it's life too, so I don't get overly engulfed in the situation because, you know, once one hit, it's like, okay, the next day, you're like, okay, here comes somebody else. Then the next day, it's like, here comes somebody else. It's like, it's going down again
mm-hmm.
because,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're starting to lift restrictions. You know, we're starting to lift lockdowns and people starting to moving around again. And you know how it goes. You know, you've been locked down for a while, whatever it is. As soon as you get some freedom, you know, or as soon as you change up the routine a little bit, you're going to be a little wild, wild with it.
And that,
now, these are all different instances. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Gambling,
right.
Protecting your property or taking some property. And I seen another one where it was like, what's it called? I can't even get the correct term right, but it had something to do with child abuse or something like that. You know,
yeah.
So three different instances.
The thing is,
child.
The thing.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
The thing is that
mm-hmm.
at this day and time, it's just no excuse. It's no excuse to if you find somebody that you can't get along with, and that's just not girlfriend, fiance, wife. I'm saying that. I'm talking about your parents, uncle, your buddy.
Okay.
You have the resources to get away from them and then just go on with – because right now, again, and we're going to start the show, is that these guys have the money to separate themselves. Go to private island. Go somewhere and get away, exercise. If you want to bring a buddy or a friend, whomever, with you, go do that. Make sure everything is safe. These times, the money you guys have, they should have a bodyguard. And go out there and – keep yourself together, no distractions, focus. You have all your whole life to live. Trust me, you don't start living like my days are saying until you get in your 30s anyway, late 40s. You know, you start living life. Right now you're young. You have all the time for that. So go out there, get yourself together, focus, and we're praying for you guys to get yourself right, okay? That's what we're going to get it going. Y'all, bro.
Yes, sir.
This topic. Should the NFL and the NBA seasons during this pandemic, what I call it, be switched?
Uh-huh.
Now, before I say that, I'm gonna read this. We're gonna go. Ecclesiastes says, third chapter, first verse, NIV, which is New International Version. It says, a time for everything. See, the same thing we tell them, these young boys right now, right? It's a time for everything. See, God told you way back in biblical times. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. It's a time for everything. Have your fun like that with people you know. You're going to be doing stuff. If you get into some altercations, break out and run. But back to this topic, Ryan, what do you think about should the NFL and NBA seasons during this pandemic be switched? What do you think about that? What you think about this NFL switching?
Now you know what's funny about that too is, man, just thinking about it is a whirlwind, because to answer your question, I'm kind of iffy about it right now, because being a football player, okay, technically we start training camp over the summer when it's 100 degrees everywhere, basically 90 degrees everywhere.
Right.
Okay, but come October, I'm not even gonna say September, because September is pretty much even scale across the nation. But come like October, November, that is a time where people can use certain weather conditions to their advantage. Okay. Because it's different in basketball. Everybody's playing inside, okay? So the most cold or the cold you're dealing with is getting off the bus, getting off the plane, dealing with the city or whatever, or going over to the stadium. But once you're over there, you know, it's a controlled climate, okay? But football, so let's say, for example, let's say football started just like some of the spring leagues right now, okay, that haven't been having as much success as they felt that they would.
Okay.
But let's say football started in April. Let's say training camp started when mini camp is. Okay. Do you know, come July, August, you already know how it feels during training camp, right? It's like, if you don't, we couldn't do what some people did. Some people used to come to training camp to get into shape. We couldn't do that. Receiver couldn't do that. Certain positions come into training camp to get into shape. But can you imagine having to play in Florida or in Texas, a real game, come July and August outside with your pads on? Because people don't understand, we weighing about 20, 30 pounds worth of equipment.
And we're going to talk about that too, because I played in Arizona.
Okay.
Now, and it was hot.
Yeah,
while
there
y'all
you
was,
go. Arizona too.
Okay, so yeah. but I'm going to say this though. So your answer is you believe yes or no? Do you believe the NBA team
okay.
switch? What's your yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to
okay,
say no.
Right. Call,
now you're saying should they switch places?
That's all I'm I got you right here.
We,
I
yep.
got no.
Okay. We should they switch places. I'm going to say no. From being a football player, I don't want to be out there, you know.
Okay.
In 100
we're
going to
talk about
weather.
That. I have a call on the line. Thanks for calling the Rocky Raspberry Show at Court Ryan Yabba. Who's calling? Caller. Who's calling?
This is Randy. Randy Mike. Hines.
Randy
Microphone
Hines.
Check.
Randy Hines. How you doing, man? How you doing? Thanks for joining us, Randy. Thanks for joining us. And we have another call on the line in a few minutes. We have another call on the line. Who's calling? Steve Ennis Radio Show, of course, Ryan Yarbrough. Who's calling?
Hey, Ryan and Stevie. This is Alan calling from Palm Desert, California. Alan Jones.
Alan
Jones. All right,
Jones.
Alan Jones.
All right.
Yes,
Alan, we want you to... We're going good. We're going good. Why don't you hold up for a second? We're going to get this. Get your opinion, Randy.
All right,
Randy. This is the question. Do you think the NFL and NBA season should switch during this pandemic? Do you think it should switch? What do you think about that,
Randy? Hold that question for one. Hold that answer for one second, because Randy, for the listeners that don't realize, Randy Himes was All-American at GSU, the almighty GSU, Grambling State University, and he also played in the NFL like Stevie and myself. So he has certain knowledge on different areas that he played in and different weather formats, amongst other things. So I didn't mean to cut you off, Steve, but I want to make sure my man got his proper.
Randy. Yes. Go ahead, Ryan. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Randy,
your time.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we hear you. What's your answer? Do you think the NFL and the NBA season, do you think this is a good time for them to switch seasons? I'm gonna get my answer too.
I think, during the pandemic, I think they can make the switch. You know, for us in the pandemic, to give them time.
No, you agree that they should switch.
Yeah, I agree they should.
It's a good time to switch
because of the pandemic. You know, because I think this will give. Obviously football, the NFL, let me say what the NFL or college football, you know, football period is the King Kong of all sports. I played basketball too. So I played basketball in college, you know, I kind of got a brief of what my guy Yarbrough was saying about the climate control, you know, the climate, weather and things like that. But I think for us in the pandemic, I think you can, you know, because it seems like the NFL, all sports right now trying to figure out how they're going to get the season going, you know, to get fans back into the stadium. But I don't think that's going to happen with fans being in the stadium. But I think, yeah, I think they can switch. I would say, yes, I think this would be a good time for them to switch.
They're trying everything.
They testing everything else. You know, why not test this?
Okay. So I'm going to come back to this. All right. So you said, Ryan said no. Randy said yes. Alan, do you think this is a good time for the NBA season and the NFL to switch right now?
My short answer is yes. Why not? Because after all, we're talking about professionals here. Number two. I'll kind of make it quick. You know how long-winded I can get.
Go ahead.
I'm saying yes is the short answer because let's get it straight. This is not new, this discussion. There has been talk of maybe not switching schedules before, but there has been talk among owners, et cetera, the powers that be, that the NBA pushed down their start time into December and end it a little later so it doesn't overlap the meat and the tomatoes of the, like you said, the King Kong, the NFL. That way, the beginning of the season is not competing with the sweet part of the sweet spot in the NFL and the end of the season being pushed back, you know, equally. It's just, you know, slide it 2 months down. So if you're willing to slide it, you've already recognized there's a problem of overlap. In this case of COVID, there's overlap. It needs, if they can switch and save both, after all, no people in the seats, no problem. You still have coverage via TV. You still have revenue that can be generated via advertising over TV, even though you don't have butts in the seats. So that's my short answer, and that's my support of why.
Okay, and I'm going to say, I agree. They should.
If it can be done logistically, yes.
Right. Okay, now let's go back to Ryan Yarbrough. Ryan Yarbrough, all-pro New York Jets player, NFL former player. Then we'll go back to Randy Himes, all-pro player, professional player from Baltimore Ravens. And we'll come back to you, Alan. Then I'm going to sum it back up. All right, Yarbrough, so tell us why you explained again. You said that you don't think it's a good – you're really not a fan of because of why, and then we're going to let – y'all just jump in and
– I'm talking – once again, I'm talking from experience, from playing. Okay. A lot of people don't understand basketball was my favorite sport, you know, so I got a couple of years. I wasn't playing football since I was 5 or 6 or anything
like that. Yeah, you
like
me, y'all, like bro. You like me, y'all, bro.
Yeah.
Basketball was my favorite. Basketball was number one on the chart for myself.
Yeah. So I've been across a lot of places playing basketball growing up, okay? So what it come down to, the reason why I'm saying that is, like I said, come July, August, we're switching it up. So NBA championship is usually in June. In my career, yeah, like around mid June.
Okay. It's always 2 weeks. It always ends a week or two before the draft.
It's 6 months.
Okay.
There are 6 months. There's not 82 games, and there's 6 months into the NBA season. Okay.
Right. From October. So basically, from October. October to June.
October.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. October. Mm-hmm. Yes. 19 weeks. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's historically the worst weather time across the United States. Okay. Fall, winter, going into spring. All right. So. No one, to me, will have an – I mean, some people would have an advantage. We have to – and we're going to have to look into that, too. It's going to have to be a lot more domes being made because can you imagine playing in New York in February? All right? And, Steve, you're down south, boy. I already know the answer to that. You wouldn't want to.
No.
You wouldn't want to do that.
Give his point. I can give his point. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then on basketball – basketball really doesn't matter to me. I'm more so talking about football because basketball, like I said, that's indoors. It's not like, okay, you're hooping at the park outside, you know,
mm-hmm.
anything like that. So you're hooping inside. So basketball you can play year-round, which you do already. But I don't think, and I'm thinking from a strategical standpoint when it comes to the football side, you wouldn't have no one really have an advantage playing in January, February, things of that nature. It's still going to be warmer in some areas than others, but no one would have a real advantage because let's not forget too, I went to college in Wyoming, so that was a strategical advantage from the weather to the altitude to everything. All right. So when people came out there, you know, they respected it. Like, oh, we're going to Wyoming. It wasn't the flip side. Like, okay, well, I'm not going to say Hawaii because Hawaii was in our conference, but that was a setup because you thought you were going on vacation, but you still had to handle your
mm-hmm.
business. But if you're going somewhere warm, you're like, man, please, we're finna eat these boys up. You know, we've been playing and practicing in this cold and everything like that. When we get back out here, we gone, which we did. We used to shine when we got in warm weather during the cold season. But if other teams came to our field come October, November, oh, they was in trouble, okay, because of the weather. So that's what I'm primarily basing everything off of.
Okay. Randy, what do you think? Randy, go ahead. What do you think? Because you agreed to that.
I was kind of like with y'all, bro, for us, and almost around about that time, because all sports run. They don't run into each other, but all the sports still be playing when one is playing. You know, basketball.
I love that.
Football is playing. You know, it's getting started toward the end of baseball season, and basketball season is starting up. You know, kind of winding when the NFL is winding down. You know what I'm saying? Baseball, you know, winds down. Baseball is ending. Baseball is ending. Football is kind of winding down.
Let me say this.
So I would say, you know, and if you want to try, I would just say you can start like y'all will say maybe April, May. You know, you can start up because basketball. Basketball where it is.
Randy, well, you just told me. Hold on, you said you agreed that you wanted to switch. Now you're trying to go. You're trying to go ride now. You ride.
No, what I'm talking about is in like moving, not so much a big switch though. I'm still saying yes. But I'm just saying this. It just seems like it's kind of like, you know, you can kind of like what they're doing right now with the NBA. I think they're moving it to December. You know, because the NBA normally starts up in October, November. So I would just say move it. I mean, I'm still saying yeah, because you can still move it.
Let me say this.
Move it.
Right. Let me break it down a little bit more specifically. Okay, it says this. The season usually starts mid late October, ends early April. Okay? Then it goes into the playoffs, okay? But you're looking at 19-week regular season. To view teams, you know.
But I'm still saying, yeah, just move them. Just you can still move them like a few months ahead, you know, up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can still move them.
You would like to change the seasons from the NBA and NFL. You think during this pandemic that they should switch seasons, right?
And you tell my phone you're switching. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're gonna try for the pandemic, yeah, because that was my first initial.
Okay.
Answer was because of the pandemic. Like, yeah, why not try it? You know, what I'm saying? That was my initial. Yeah, that's why I was saying yes. That's why I was saying yes. You can go ahead and try because it's a pandemic. So go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay, we have New York Jets wide receiver Ron Yarbrough says no, leave it like it is. Randy Himes, Baltimore wide receiver, says
yeah.
Don't let
your big brother chump you out of your answer, man.
So
that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying because they all still running into each other. You know, I'm still saying yes.
Okay.
You can still move them like 2 months.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can still move them 2 months ahead. You know, because that's still switching.
Okay.
You're still switching.
Okay. So we have chemistry, chemistry, Mr. California, why did you say yes? Could you specify that, please? What do you think that they should change which season?
Yeah, well, in a nutshell earlier, to me, if you're sliding it, that's still akin to switching it because that's why they have indoor stadiums in football, closed roofs, and et cetera, because weather does affect games. Yarbrough's right. He experienced it and spoke from an experienced point of view on that. But, like I was saying, taking in consideration that, we're starting the NBA season. The King Kong is you got that overlap. So when you have an inconsequential portion of the NBA being played, a television, a fan is if you're talking about an overlap with getting into the guts of the NFL while you're trying to start the NBA, slide that down, like you mentioned, push it down 2 months into December, like I mentioned earlier, and that way you don't have as much overlap in that critical point. The NFL is wrapping up its finality. You know, you're looking down the barrel of the Super Bowl schedule at that point, and you're just starting up the lightweight of the NBA because, you know, it's just starting out. We all know from watching TV as kids that NBA as kids that nothing's really going on until after the center break, all about the playoffs. And that's just how it is. That's how it had evolved. And, you know, the first half of the season or whatever doesn't carry the weight of the last half of the NBA. So why overlap the NBA with, you know, that inconsequential portion of the schedule with the NFL and force the fan to, you know, be torn between the two when you can slide it a little, have less overlap, and, you know, get away that way. But the bottom line is switching seasons is the original question. And I still agree that if it can be done, because you're talking about strength and conditioning issues, timing, you know, with that between the seasons, venues, people jockeying for position about the scheduling, we outweighed them while we're playing there. However, that minutia really can be worked out. And if it can switch, after all, that's what being a professional is all about. You know, don't play professional football, but let's say I play golf. If I hit my ball in the rough, I don't say, I'm going to take a mulligan because I didn't mean to hit it over there. I'm going to do something, you know, more systematic. I'm going to hit it in the middle of the fairway. Too bad. I may go hit that ball out of the rough and continue play. That's called being flexible. That's called creating the shot that you need. That's called adapting and overcoming.
That's called being a professional. That's called being a professional.
Correct. You adapt and overcome. So now, due to COVID, you can either choose to not play at all or to adapt and overcome. You don't need butts in the seats. Matter of fact, someone that we know, speaking of NBA, said he wasn't going to play if no butts in the seat.
We're going to say King. Everybody know that he is. Yeah, say it. Yeah, go ahead. Say that.
Okay. So I don't have butts in the seats. I'm not going to play. Well, to me, that's called not being a professional. Gentlemen, I'm sorry. Because you know as well as I do. If we flipped it around, and Yarbrough probably knows what I'm getting ready to say, because I already told Stevie, look, do you think he would switch position if we said, okay, you want butts in the seats, we're going to give you a portion of the ticket sales only as your salary? Or we're going to leave it like it is and you get multi-millions per game or whatever because you're getting money bleeding off from advertising. I bet you he changed quick about saying, okay, no, man, no, we don't have to have no butts in the seats. It's all right. You can just televise it and have the fans watch all, you know, because they're at home anyway watching on TV. COVID won't let them go to the stadium. I mean, to the basketball, you know. So that's all I'm saying. There's a way around it by broadcasting it on television anyway. Everyone can see it. Switch it up so everybody can have some fun. It's all about the professionals being professionals and accepting the challenge.
That's right. The reason why you say, Mr. Allen, the reason why you do switch it, Stevie, and Mr. Allen, this the reason why it's the big yes. For the pandemic, and it's because the question is about because of the pandemic. The reason why you do switch is because why? They're saying the pandemic is coming back in the fall.
Correct. I was going to say that way you're prepared. You have a fall.
It's coming back.
There
you go.
That's amazing.
Let's say this. Okay, gentlemen, listen, I'm going to shut up after this one, but I just got to ask you kind of a soft question. If they weren't really concerned about the timing of the overlap or the timing of winterization and how it affects the games, well, in the NFL, how it affects the games, why are a lot of stadiums, you know, you have way more covered stadiums today than you did back in the, you know, in the days of the 60s, 70s or whatever during the gladiator football era, you know? So what I'm saying is adjustments are being made on the professional level. You're spending more money to make those adjustments. Yes. Now, this change, due to a very serious situation, COVID, no one, you know, could have seen it coming or whatever. It's a way to save the schedule. It's a way for the professionals to act like professionals, if at all possible, without anybody getting hurt because of lack of conditioning, you know, catching them off guard, you know what I'm saying. And the fans can benefit, and they see the professionals jumping through hoops. For them, it shows a very open and genuine and transparent effort, not some contrived manipulation scheme. But it shows the fans that they're worth being considered by putting on the schedule the best they can. That's all. So with that, I'll shut up.
Let me say this. All right, let me say this. Okay. So I agree. So Ryan is the only one out in the group right now. So
one of them kids to do their own thing.
right. But you have an opinion. So I'm gonna say this. Okay. All right. The NFL season. Okay. How long is the NFL season? The National Football League NFL regular season begins on the weekend
August.
Following the first Monday of September. Yeah, August, where training camp. First, this regular season game.
Yeah, that's
Monday
cool
of
time.
September. Okay, and it ends in December on early January, and then it consists of 256 games. Okay, where each team 32 total play 16 games, and then a 17-week period and goes to the playoffs. Now, this is what I say to this, what Ryan was saying earlier. All right, we were in Minnesota at the Super Bowl. There were guys literally the second day that we got there, the second day that they were leaving. They were leaving Minnesota for Super Bowl. They were getting on a flight. Look, guys flew to Vegas because it was too freaking cold. It was too cold. So I'm going to say this. So it was too cold for Super Bowl in Minnesota. Now, Minnesota is the smooth place. Minnesota is incredible in the summertime. It's like Chicago.
Yes, it is.
You know, up that way. You can't beat it.
I played in Minnesota, so I know.
Right. So I love the seasons. I love Minnesota. But what I'm saying is this, though. That's why my younger brother, Scotty, was saying, I don't know if he's going to join us or not, but he said, think if you had Super Bowl, Yabro, in July. The weather is so nice in July. Now,
come on.
But I was saying, you could switch the NBA, NFL, you can switch the teams around. It's all like playing golf. Where you golf, if you guys don't know about golf, the PGA, they go to where the night, I'm going to tell you where the nice weather's at. So when it's hot, they put you up north. Okay, when it's bad weather season, they put you in Hawaii. They put you on the east coast, the west coast, where the weather, you know, it's going to be nice. So they can do the same thing with the NFL. This is the time
it's called
to do
the California
it.
Swing.
Right. They can put have most of those games going out west, playing that way. Most of the teams favor that side of town, that side of the state, where the weather is not as hot. Then guess what? Then at the end of the season, going to a Super Bowl, you start coming back down south again. So you think about it, not even down south. Think about, like you said, early. You start early in the warm weather out west and south. Y'all, bro, you know you can't beat Chicago in the summertime with the weather. So one of you playing Super Bowl. Now the Super Bowl seasons are up in Chicago, up in Cleveland, up in Seattle. Super Bowl, you know, Minnesota, of course.
Yeah,
you have these
Super Bowl. It'll be played in New York.
Summer,
it was cold in New York.
Right, in the summertime. In the summertime. The weather, you can't beat it. And like Al was saying, we talked about it, you would have fans. Mm-hmm. It would be jam-packed in the stadiums because it's actually, the weather's so nice up north in the summer. Switch the seasons around and have the NFL seasons follow the golf circuit. Whatever the night, the cool. You see what I'm saying?
Imagine.
Since it's 3-on-1, I'm finna jump back in the double dutch line again, like
okay,
I said. I just came back from Chicago last week, okay? It was 37 degrees on Mother's Day, and 37 degrees of rain. What was Mother's Day? Mother's Day was May the 10th, okay? So that means that whole week, we're in week 12 or week 13 of the football season, okay? And it's still feeling like week 4 or week 5 during the regular football season in October, okay?
Mm-hmm. We should start.
So,
well, that's why they need to be playing out here in Palm Desert.
That too. Have designated playing areas, okay? So what I'm saying is, it's like, all right, we may think or assume that it's going to be feeling good come May or June, because right now the NBA will be in the playoffs, right? So let's just say, for example, the NFL is in the playoffs right now. Okay, so May, that's what I'm saying. Chicago, man, I'm telling you, man, prom, we had to cancel going to Six Flags the day after, all right, because it was snowing. Snow flurries.
It was snowing in Minnesota.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm talking from y'all some down south brothers and some out west brothers. I'm up north. Like I say, up north. You know what I mean? I'm Midwest. Or even my out west was Rocky Mountains. It wasn't all the way out west. It was out west. Just like in Wyoming, I'm sure it's been 30 or 40 degrees over the past couple of weeks. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, that ain't. If I want an advantage, I want a real advantage come January. November, December, when y'all coming on that lake shore and it's freezing below, okay, or you coming out there to Wyoming, 7,220 feet in the air, the highest altitude college in the nation. On top of that, it's below zero, okay, snow banks all across the field. You're like, man, I don't want to be here. You understand? I can't breathe, and two, I can't even feel my feet. My fingers, no nothing. I don't want to be here. You understand? Those are the type of advantages I want. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Let me ask you.
What about?
Let me tell you. Let me ask you.
About,
oh, go ahead.
Okay. What about having? What's wrong with having a Super Bowl in August, right before Sue's? Right before.
I love that part.
Starts?
I love that part. That's the only part. That's the only part
August.
I like. That's the only part I like. You understand?
Right.
That's the only. So, yeah. So I'm with
at
you. I'm
summer,
with you when it comes to that.
Summer, right. People end their summer with the Super Bowl in August. And then you got like a 2-week break before school starts. I mean, it doesn't get no better than that now.
No, it don't get no better.
Thing,
it don't get no better than that.
The only thing that gets better
I'm,
than. The only thing. Oh, go ahead.
Go.
I mean,
the
only thing that gets better
the
than that is. you know, he was talking about that West Coast swing. To give you an idea, the PGA played out here at PGA West in La Quinta. Back in February, I played the course about a week before the pros played it, and it was in spectacular shape. We were out there in short, you know, in short sleeves and just kicking it. Beautiful day, and that's in February. Now, that's the kind of thing you're talking about: huge golf, then leaving the next day or whatever, or during that time, peel off and catch another professional event. You know, that's incredible. And, of course, the venue could follow the good weather or whatever as the schedule. You know, they can play, you know, move the cup or whatever and that kind of thing, hide the marble or whatever and make the schedule follow the good outcome as far as weather is concerned. But overall, the fans would respond to any movements, first of all. They really would. And with it's like I said, it's a matter of, and like what Stevie mentioned, perfect timing for it ending 2-week break, you know, 2-week leeway before school starts. So all of that, there are ways to make this work. Everyone's bringing some good points. It's not like one side is totally out of the question and not even under consideration, or the other one, no way we can bring that to the table. There really is room to consider some major adjustment.
Right, because Steve don't like, I thought I was playing. Steve don't like that cold now. I used to, our lockers were right next to each other, okay? Come November.
Y'all,
come November. Yeah, come November in New York.
Y'all, bro, I'm telling you. I love golf. I don't care what kind of club or how many I have in my hand. When that cold air whistles down my neck like some of that Chicago thrill, I'm looking around and I'm either getting another 2 pieces of covering on and buttoning it up, turn all the collars up to keep my neck from being cold so I can hit the ball. Because I'm telling you, if you out there in football, you can't wear no jacket and all that out on the field. You're out there and, you know. My hat's off to you. That's called being a professional. That's
right.
Cold wind or playing up in Green Bay or you know, up there in New England or whatever.
That's an advantage.
It's an advantage.
Randy.
You hit somebody and their arm crack off.
Is Randy, still on?
Yeah.
Is Randy still on? Randy.
Yeah.
He's
what
there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now this is the thing. I'm gonna let you answer this, Randy. What do you think about this? The problem is, the NBA has been cheated. Okay. Now I'm gonna say this. The NBA been cheated. Number one. Number two, you have the domes now during the cold weather that they can alter the guys. And when it's cold, you want to be inside for basketball. Okay, there's no reason to have basketball and it's warm outside, and you have you going inside in an arena. You know, I'm just saying this is the time to switch it. But number three, there never was crowned a champion for the NBA. Randy, what do you think about that?
I just think right now, going all the way back 25 minutes ago, what you know. Me and Mr. Allen, you know, right now, you know, they just got to be professionals about what just went on and just chalk up the season. You know, it just be a professional about what just happened. That's my only thing. You know, if the only way you crown a champion right now is it is kind of like whoever had the, you know, who was ever having a better season. That is who you just give it to. But I just think they just got to chalk the season up. You know, everybody, all those guys need to be professionals about it, you know, and just chalk it up. That's it. I mean, I think Charles Barkley and I think Shaquille O'Neal both said the same thing. Just chalk it up. You know, you move past this season. You can't crown nobody. You know,
just start the season
yeah. up whenever they can.
Right.
And you go all the way back to 1999. You know, when the season was cut in half. You know,
yeah.
when the Spurs won the championship based off of half of a mm-hmm. season. You know, mm-hmm. if you go back then, they were professionals about what happened. They played a half of a season, and they was able to crown, you know, a NBA champion based off a half of a season. And this right here, mm-hmm. nobody get crowned because of the season, you know, a third of a season being cut off. Because I think it was like, 20-some games left, you know.
Right, yeah.
75% of the season was played. And at the end of the day, nobody was crowned. It's just like that. It happens just like that. You know, just be professionals about what happened and move forward. You know, get ready for the next season. You know, same thing with baseball. Baseball can kind of be like the NBA season back in '99. You know, they just play half of the season, and boom. You know, you crown somebody in October. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because that's actually a good consideration. I noticed that the PGA this year has taken a look at it, the champions, that is. They've had like 5 events already and maybe about 8 that are canceled or something of their regular season. So what they're doing, like say the Charles Schwab Cup, for instance, what they're doing is combining 20 with 21. They're not having any mm-hmm. Charles Schwab Cup this year. I believe it's rolled over into next year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of combining this, I guess, what do you call it? I guess what, a season and a half combined into one? More or less is kind of what the concept is, as opposed to, you know, just taking last year, cutting it in half, that's where it stopped or whatever, you know, like the NBA. The answer is, and I guess they decided to do it that way. With the differences of how, I guess, golf is laid out, how it's scored in terms of points for, be it a FedEx Cup or whatever, you know, depending. But they decided to handle it that way, like absorb that half a season into. So, I mean, I don't know. There, like I said, there's always ways to, you know, look up to make an adjustment, make a major adjustment, like Stevie suggested, switch seasons, or make a moderate adjustment by sliding NBA down 2 months or whatever, you know. So there is mm-hmm. definitely room, I'm telling you, for some kind of, you know, people to put their heads together and come up with a definite adjustment that makes a difference. I think that's where the solution is.
Ryan, I would just pick up to this. I would say this too, Ryan. Another good point for the NBA season right now and NFL to switch. Because the fact is, recovery time from injuries from the NFL,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a totally different sport.
Yeah.
Guys are still hurt getting ready to go to training camp and, you know, going to spring camp. So that would give them – that would be another time right now to switch to get a nice restart, you know, possibility. I know some guys right now at home, if they listen, probably, yeah, you're right about that. Because the injuries give them more injury time to recover. But I just think, in my opinion, I feel that it should switch. I feel that you have the stadiums now, the arenas for NBA. It's like, if it's cold weather, you should be going inside eating popcorn, you know, going to the NBA season. Switch it according to the weather. Like,
does that count for the players?
Yeah, right. Ryan, I grew up in Chicago. I go to Louisiana. It gets cold in Louisiana. The difference between you guys'
man.
Weather, we got some – look, let me tell you something now. You can wear a T-shirt. You can go outside up in Chicago and Cleveland when it's cold for a minute and go get your mail you want to and right in. You can't do that in the South. You're going to get pneumonia. It's swamp. You swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're down with the alligator cold. So You in a smoke weather. It's hard. It's a hard cold down there. You know down there. You're not right now. So just saying, but it's nothing. We can't compete with that weather. Chicago is illegal cold. But I'm when you're dealing with moisture and cold, it's a different cold. It's just different cold.
Uh-huh.
You know, Arizona is different cold. Arizona's
uh-huh.
different. You know, New York. You know, so. But I'm saying this, and let you guys finish talking, is that if they're going to do it, this is the time to switch it, because the fact is, it'd be nice to go back and see who can win that championship for 2020 for the NBA, and start the NFL season. Start the NFL season in like late January sometime, you know, in that area. So hold on 1 second. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show with Coach Ron Yarbrough. Who's calling?
This is Coach Hall back from Florida.
Coach Hall back. You on the line with several guys. I'm gonna let you guys talk more back up for a minute, but how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good. Just staying safe.
Yeah, what do you think about this topic? We're talking about this topic, Coach. Let everybody know you coach at. What you have going on right now? What you have going on with you?
Right now, I'm working on my skills as a sports psychologist, where I work with kids, coaches, and players that may have like psychological disorders or distress, like dealing with like motivation, confidence. They may have mental health issues like depression, bipolar, mood swings. So what I do, assess those mindsets to see what's causing them to have a hard time performing. So that's my specialty right now, along with a mental health therapist too. So,
how can you be reached before we get going? Because I want to miss that. How can you be reached? What can we reach you at?
I have my cell number 561.
Hey, coach.
Yeah, don't worry about the cell phone. How you LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram? You on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram?
Oh, yeah. You can go to Instagram.
Don't open the cell phone. I want you to know. Yeah, go ahead. What's your
you want to blow it up.
First name, Bobby. Last name, Hallback. And that's where you can reach me on Instagram. And then Facebook, same thing, first and last name.
Okay, go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Ron. That's what it is.
Well, Coach, first of all, welcome to the show. This is Yarbrough speaking to you. Welcome to the show, one. And two, congratulations on what you're doing out there, because the issues that you're touching are very critical to not only young men and women, but to us all, you know, throughout adulthood, too, because mental health is first and foremost, whether it's positive or negative. You know, we all know that our thoughts control our mind. So I appreciate you for breaking down your specialty to the what age groups do you deal with?
I go from, like, grade school, from 5 years all the way up into adulthood. So, you know, I deal with all ages.
Oh, yeah.
So I cover,
that's strong right
you
there.
Know,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And I'm
yes,
a registered.
So congratulations. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I was going to
say
a registered intern, mental health. Yeah, through the state of Florida also.
So you down? Okay, so you down there in Florida, right? You in northern or southern Florida?
South Florida, Miami.
Okay, right. Okay, so you down there with that. Beautiful weather, okay, besides them hurricanes and everything like that. Let me ask you the question that we've been speaking on and the topic that we've been speaking on throughout the evening. Would you switch the NBA season and the NFL season, and why? Yes or no? Why?
Oh, that's a tough question. I know about tradition. Tradition is what we're accustomed to. To me personally, I would keep it the same. That's my personal belief. I would keep
it
the same.
Ryan, I'm a teammate.
Yeah, and for one particular reason, you're a coach, just like you tell your kids. You know, you have to. Back out. I mean, ignore all that chatter in the background. You understand what I'm saying? So go ahead and finish. Stay focused. Stay focused, Coach. Stay focused.
But in all fairness,
don't forget the question is about the pandemic of the switch.
Right.
It's the pandemic.
Only,
the
for, during, only because
during,
of the impact
during the pandemic. Yeah. So,
well, I mean,
sorry,
I
left that out, Coach. Go ahead.
Yeah, if it's going to accommodate the pandemic, yeah, I can see that. But for the long haul, you know, once this pandemic passes, it shall pass. So I know right now everybody's just accustomed to, you know, traditional. Right now we're just making adjustments to our lifestyle. But I prefer it to stay the same, you know, after the pandemic passes. That's my
But opinion. Remember, the pandemic, the virus is coming back in the fall.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. So in the midst of the pandemic.
So once again, Coach, once again, your focus is on mental health, right? and you can't.
Well,
the fall is not even here yet, Coach. You understand? We have to get through this first. We have to get through this first round first. You understand? And they are already talking about the second round, Coach. So once again,
let me ask Coach a question. Just for food for thought, you know. Since he's a mental expert here, as you put it, Ryan. I have a question. You a serious business. This is serious, because the plandemic has really impacted people, be it a little barber all the way to, you know, any little consultant or whatever that requires his businesses open in order to engage his customers and actually make money to pay bills, raise families, and keep good mental health and confidence and all going. Now, because this has interrupted that play, the man's role in the house, et cetera, or woman's to provide tremendously, definitely knocked the air out of, you know, took the wind out of those sails. Would not it be advantageous to at least consider, like I said, we're only talking about the season adjustments, possible realignment, switching places, whatever you want to call it, however it needs to be attacked. But shouldn't something be done, because that impacts so many people, employs so many people, affects so many people's well-being, that gladiatorial conflict and win over loss and that kind of thing, success, the thrill of, you know, thrill of victory, all of that gives a charge. After all, that is why people watch professional sports, to, you know, from their armchair, be able to engage in that gladiatorial conflict. So, you know, it's entertainment, it's living through that means, et cetera, et cetera. So with all of that, the benefits to the self that people get out of watching said entertainment, said sports, would it not be advantageous on a mental stability, especially when you're cramped up in your house, to, you know, if they had to proceed without butts in the seats, would it still not add a benefit that would be worth visiting and realigning?
Well, of course, because as in the terms of, like, right now everybody basically self-isolated. So obviously when you're self-isolated, your mind go to wondering, you know, you feel left out, you feel alone. So
especially with kids in the house watching it.
right. So anything the mindset would be beneficial. But once again, you know, in the course of this pandemic, obviously everybody need to remain safe or be safe much as possible. But when you're in the house 24 hours out of the day, figuratively speaking, you know, we got to have some kind of entertainment, you know, as in like mindfulness, you know, maybe exercising in the halls or finding shows. Obviously, great example, The Last Dance, you know. So that was something to stimulate the mind, to give individuals something to look forward to. So, I mean, on a greater scale, yeah, I can see that being accommodated for this purpose, you know, finding ways to keep, you know, people from being depressed or anxious or getting impatient, committing. I don't like to say it, but there are cases where people don't commit suicide throughout this course of the pandemic because of lifestyle don't been changed. So,
I was going to say, keep in mind these events, like you mentioned, can occupy the mind for 2 and 3 hours at a time instead of an hour, like hour and a half, like for a movie of mindlessness.
Right. I mean, I agree to that, you know, when it comes to a healthy state of mind, you know, like, because what I have to do, I do a lot of just, you know, not getting off the topic, but just kind of enlighten the situation.
Right.
You know, I have to run, like, I do, like, telemedicine, telehealth. You know, and so that get a little stagnant for me at times, you know, because it's just the same routine day in and day out. So, we all have to be mindful of our daily journey right now, as in how we interact and keep ourselves entertained, you know. So entertainment is based on this world. That's what we know, you know, entertainment. So,
well, thanks for interjecting that, because it's very easy to look at entertainment as something frivolous and just, oh, yeah, I just watch TV, versus how you just put it. It can be mind-altering to the point of positivity and injecting possibilities. When people see something and it has a positive effect, it has a successful outcome, then they live through that and try to mimic that in a way, or at least sometimes it switches a light bulb and gives them a pathway to how they can achieve success in their own life. So I'm glad you put it that way.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you a question. Randy, what do you think about that, Randy? Bobby, this is Randy Himes from Baltimore Ravens. We have him on the line also. Randy, you want to touch up? You want to touch up on, you said you kind of like let the audience know again about basically some of the advantages right now you feel like why the season should, and if you want to ask Mr. Hallback a question too, because he definitely speaks about the psychological point of it, and that was great, Alan, what you just said. I think that answered a lot of questions too for us this time. But anything else you want to leave for our listeners, Randy? And Randy, how can we reach you? For you guys, okay, listen, Randy has he worked with kids too, Mr. Hallback. He worked with kids, and Randy,
okay,
how can we reach you? What can we reach you at, Randy?
I'm pretty much like in a you can say the shutdown as well, because I got to make adjustments on what I do. You know, I take students and student athletes to visit universities. So of course I have to find another solution. You know, with another route on how I'm able to help students. You know, right now because the recruiting is on a dead end right now. It's on a dead period. So there can be no, you know, physical visitation of schools right now. So, but that's what I do. I help students and student athletes, you know, go visit and get the experience that they're looking for, you know, for life after high school. If it's something that they want to do, we all say, you know, it is. And so that's something that I do. I let kids know, because now, you know, of course, you got to either you're into entrepreneurship, or you have to get a job, you know, which you're going to need some college education, you know, to start working and things in that way. And so, but going, you know, I heard what he was saying about the mental health of students, you know, period, because you know you do have a lot of athletes, you know, from the male side and the female side that deal with, you know, psychological things with playing ball that we don't know about until after something, you know, happens, you know, with players. So, but I would just, you know, my thoughts were just, you know, with what's going on, man, just everybody just, you know, keep doing what they've been doing, staying safe, you know, don't be a dummy to what's going on. I know, you know, a lot of us just saying, you know, nothing is going to happen to me. You just, at the end of the day, you never know, you know.
Right.
You never know.
Right. And you can be reached at Elite Sports, right? Elite Sports.
Elite 160. It's my Instagram.
Elite 160.
Page. Yeah, Elite 160. Elite 160. And website is www.elite160.web.com. So I have a webs.com website.
Dot web.
Yeah,
okay.
www.
Randy Himes.
Yeah, elite160.wealth.com.
Randy Himes. Randy, we're going
to
reach out to
so
you.
So the four years I've been doing it, I've helped 25 student athletes get full scholarships. So I just had two to sign this year, and that's, you know, doing it by myself. But, yeah, you know, and that's just putting, you know, just putting kids in the right direction, just using my resources, you know, making phone calls and taking them on those trips.
That's beautiful.
Very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Randy, I hope you can join us next show. We're going to get into more you were trying to reach into tonight about we're going to talk about the mask. Do you believe it's hurting you or is it helping you? And different ways it's positive and different ways it can be negative. But again, Randy Himes, thanks for joining to the show. Randy, you want to send a thing for Randy? Randy, get off.
No, I'm good.
Randy Himes, we're going to talk to
Brother
you, man. Hey, have a good night.
My man.
All right, man.
All right, have a good night.
Stay safe, man, and eat healthy. Drink a lot of water.
Excellent.
Yes, sir. All right, Randy Himes. Oh, that's Randy Himes right there, guys. Mr. Hallback, I really appreciate you coming on. We're going to reach out, and we're going to do another topic next week. Basically, talk about the pros and cons about these masks. We're going to talk about that in the next topic next week. And I'm glad you joined
for coming
the show. And go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just telling them thanks. I didn't mean to cut in on you, but thanks for coming on the show, Coach Hallback. I'll be down there in a few weeks, so I'll be looking forward to bumping into you. I got a lot of good people down there besides my brother Stevie. You know, a lot of Southwestern guys down there. You know, a lot of Southwestern guys down there. But I'll be down there in a few weeks, so I definitely want to look you up so we can continue to talk about what you do.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'd like to work together if possible. You know,
absolutely.
Parents,
absolutely.
Okay.
We're gonna make it happen too, Bobby. I want you to. We're gonna reach out too after the show. We're gonna talk, so we could definitely get that going. Okay. I mean that.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Again, thanks for joining. Thanks for calling in, and hope we can get you back on next week. Stay safe.
Yes, sir. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, Brother Allen, I really appreciate you calling in. Giving us last thoughts about you want to leave for our listeners on the show.
I guess the only thing constant is change. That would be my in all and everything that you do. You know, be prepared for adjustments and realignments, and be flexible. Keep an open mind and apply new knowledge that you get. And have faith. That always has a way to find its way to success. So that's what I would leave with the audience tonight.
Yeah.
My man, Alan.
We're gonna hope you can join into us next week. We're gonna talk about, like I said, pros and cons of the mask that's been worn right now. Alan, hey, enjoy the weather out there in California,
sir. And
we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right, Ryan. All right, Stevie. You guys have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Peace.
Ryan, you said it's colder in Chicago than it is in Louisiana. You said,
this is it. No, I said it's colder in Wyoming than it is in Chicago.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, you'll see.
Yeah, it's cold. But what I was going to say, that was some good information about do you believe the NFL and NBA should switch, and like a lot of different opinions. That's always good. A lot of pros and cons to it. A lot of pros more than anything. Yeah, that was good stuff. But that's really good. But you like the season probably staying where it is, or maybe you shift it a little bit. I should just say maybe get shifted a little bit, and then you can kind of make the adjustment. I just feel that when you don't have guys. You understand, there are some guys' contracts
right.
that have been affected, you know, in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
It's been affected now. Not to them. They feel like They're gonna treat them like they played the full season. Some of the guys.
Yeah. They got shorted, but just like any and everything else, I mean, you can't do nothing about that. No.
No.
You really can't. You can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't do nothing about it. No, you can't do nothing about it. It's like they played with the Saints. The Saints got they messed with the Saints 2 years in a row.
Come on now.
They fooled people. They had the fans thinking that they was gonna come back and play another game. And like we said, never happened. Don't worry about it, erase out your mind, it won't happen. And but I just feel that, you know, there was never a crown, a champion crown. And then, too, there's guys that have been affected with their contracts. And some guys that won't play next year in the NBA.
All the above. You know,
you think about it. This, and this is another thing, too. This plandemic, like we call it, there really truly been an investigation behind this. They play with a lot of people's lives in the wrong way. Okay? Anyway, people's lives is wrong. But there's a lot of people that, like you said, like Mr. Hallberg was saying, Coach Hallback, a lot of people don't talk about the committed suicide, the people behind the scenes that was really going on. You had people quitting.
Domestic abuse.
Domestic abuse. The kids having to go home to an environment that the savior for them is being at school, being the love that they were getting. They loved that the parents were the teachers. Okay.
Yeah.
The parents were the teachers, not at home, because they weren't at home. The kids having to eat whatever they can eat to survive. That was their source of food, going to getting their meals at school. And this is the evil part of it that people tend to ignore. And you still have people right now holding states. Some states still holding people at home right now.
Yeah.
Because it's not about life by being I'm okay, I got mine. Mm-hmm. They got to get theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something. Since now we have a lot of people like that today. If you listen to this show, or if you come back and listen to it next year whenever you can, I'm going to say this. With a little selfish attitude, and there's a lot of stuff that's going on in this pandemic. First of all, the person that started it and the person that was behind it and everything else is going on with the flow and still holding people up with their lives right now. And you have other places opening up. You in trouble. Your day will come. And when your day comes, it's not going to be a good day. It's coming. See, that's the difference. See, y'all, that's the difference between where I was blessed to be raised in the church and some people don't know. They don't know where they really going to go. They don't know. They don't believe in a different size. They don't know there's a heaven and a hell. They don't care. It's like they have an empty soul. But I tell you what, your money is not your God. I don't care how much you have. Your money is not your God. So you better stop being greedy and let people live their lives and help as much as you can here. Because guess what? Like my birthday was the other day, 50 years old. And like we said, Ryan, you had 49 right behind me. You're gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
So you like what we said? Yeah, you coming?
Yeah.
But like you said, we feel like we really like, you know, you feel, but you're paying that. We hurt. Some of us feel like we're 150.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, we feel that physically, you know, at times that we 30s in our 30s. But this is the thing. The thing is, everybody that's breathing, one day will stop breathing. And you might be 18, 20, 30, 40. One day, some of us won't get to live 50. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's some 20-year-olds won't live to get 50. There's some 50-year-olds won't live to get 70. There's some 70-year-olds won't live to get 100.
Mm-hmm.
okay? Mm-hmm. Vice versa, 120. I'm standing to say this, is that you got to be careful of the greed and evil riding with the devil that's going on right now. And guess what they're doing, Ryan? I said it again. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish the show up. Every TV, you go watch a movie right now, they've got people at home, and they started drilling evil movies. You got all these evil movies, like these horror movies. Everybody's shooting, getting stabbed. That's all you see on TV. I haven't seen not one television show that's spiritual or that's helping people. All the movies are being advertised, and they're drilling to other people's minds. And I'm saying this for the people out there, guys, that don't know about prayer and don't know about God. Listen, when you feel like you're alone, you're tired, you fall to your knees. And I'm saying go and pray for everybody and watch everybody what you're doing. You go somewhere quiet so you can really, really focus. Don't be out showboating with no prayer and tell everybody you're giving this and I'm giving this over to somebody. That's what I, no, you go and pray and quiet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your prayers will be answered, okay? So, for your listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had some really, really good, great guys calling in. We had our Coach Hall back down here in South Florida where I'm at down here. And, of course, yours truly, no, we had Randy Himes, Baltimore Ravens wide receiver. We had chemistry, Mr. Science, All-American Allen, Mr. President. And then we had all true, all-world Ryan Yarbrough, co-host, for tonight. So hope you guys enjoy the show. I'm going to do the show with Ryan Yarbrough. And next topic we're going to talk about, do you feel that that the mask is hurting or helping us? And we're going to talk about different ways of negative of the mask and positive of the mask. What's your pros and cons? Again, keep your prayers going, guys. Always and forever. And amen. Y'all, bro, I'll let you close it out. Good night.
You broke it already down for me, man. You broke everything down already. What it come down to is continued support, continued faith, continued belief, continued positivity, because we all know that this world is designed to be negative, but on the flip side, it can very easily be designed to be positive, okay? And what it comes down to is, just like one of our guests, Coach Hallback, who works with children from kindergarten all the way throughout all of their school years, one thing that we have to control, and the only thing that we can control is ourselves, okay? And first and foremost, the thing that we control is our mind, all right? So we can choose to be positive. We can choose to be negative. We can choose to stand up. We can choose to sit down. It's all our own choice. But by listening to our show, Stevie Anderson Radio Show, with me as the co-host, we stress as much, well, I don't want to say stress, but we try to lay down as much positivity, as much comedy. We like to have fun, too. So when you come on this show, this is a place of refuge. You can sit back, relax, and think about everything that you're going through throughout the day, okay? But we also want to lay a few things on you to keep you sharp throughout the rest of the week. And that's what's going on right now, because even though people think that this pandemic is quote-unquote over, you know, in the majority of the U.S., a lot of people are getting off lockdown, we still have to continue to remember the basic principles of love, support, and help. Because once we get out here, just like we were talking at the beginning of the show, we can't just get out here and just run around and start clowning and start acting like a fool and start forgetting what the Most High put us through right now, making us sit down and think a little bit about certain things. So continue to think about what we need to get better at, and we'll see you next week.
drinks in the park on a Saturday by the